Well, folks, we have arrived in the Russian River area, and we're going to be staying here for the next couple of weeks, and we are at the Applewood Inn and Restaurant, and I'm very lucky to be joined by Carlos Pipa. We are at the Applewood Inn, and we're going to be checking in and relaxing here for a couple of days, and we are going to be talking to the chefs, and we have quite a few wines that we have to share with chefs, and we're going to do some great food and wine pairings. Carlos, it's great to be with you, sir. Tell us about the inn here. You've been here for 4 years. What a great spot, and what a great destination for folks.
Welcome to Applewood, Doc. Applewood is a boutique wine country inn with 19 rooms, a restaurant that seats 72 people, and a small luxury spa. I bought the inn 4 years ago, as you mentioned, and I have had a ball. It's a beautiful area, and most of my guests love it.
Indeed, and I can see why. They just come, and this is a destination. You really don't need to do anything but go out and wine tasting during the day, maybe enjoy the spa. And I love this time of year, Carlos.
Tonight you will stay in Michelangelo. It's one of the Toscan suites. It has a Tempur-Pedic king-size bed, a fireplace, a fire pit, and a balcony. So it's really a plush room with a jacuzzi tub for two. So it's also a romantic room.
Well, that's beautiful, and we will enjoy the inn here. And the surrounding area is so great. There's a lot of small wineries, and really the Sonoma Coast has come to the forefront all around the world now, and people are really raving about the Pinot Noirs and the Chardonnays.
There are 19 rooms. There are 9 rooms in the original house, which is a Sonoma landmark. It was built in 1922 in the Mission Revival style. The former owners of Applewood expanded the property with 3 additional buildings. In 1999, we added the Piccola Casa to resemble the old villa. And then in 1999, they added what we call now Casa di Campo, where the spa and your room for tonight is located, and also the restaurant.
Folks, if this doesn't intrigue you, then look on their website.
The majority of our guests, which are couples, do a side-by-side massage, and we offer a headstone and the deep tissue or a Swedish massage. And it has been one of the most successful additions because it is the thing that you have to do when you are in a romantic trip to Applewood.
So we are now going to enjoy and introduce you to a few of the local winemakers, and then we will introduce you to the great chefs here at the Applewood Restaurant. Carlos, thank you very much for joining us here. We'll meet up with you later for a couple glasses of wine. Cheers.
Terrific, Doug. I'm looking forward to those glasses of wine.
Well, folks, I'm privileged to be sitting with James Hall, and that is Patson Hall. That's not Hall & Oates. Is that correct, sir?
Well, that's one reason Hall comes second, because we didn't want to sound like Hall & Oates.
And we're talking about high-end Pinot Noir and Chardonnay from Northern California, and this is a very exciting meeting for me. The Sonoma Coast Chardonnay, and this is a 2009. This is where it starts, but this isn't a step down from any wine I've ever tasted in New York.
No, our Sonoma Coast Chardonnay is a collection of single vineyard sites that I've worked for several years to create relationships with, and we do blend them into a slightly larger volume of wine than our single vineyards, but at the heart, it's still the same concept, terroir-driven, extremely high-quality, low-yielding sites.
If we're going to talk about Chardonnay, and we're going to talk about Pinot Noir, we're going to be talking about the Sonoma Coast. Is that correct, sir?
Well, Sonoma Coast is a very large appellation, and it covers, frankly, most of Sonoma County. And so when you use the term Sonoma Coast, obviously people assume that it's very close to the ocean, and I prefer to work with grapes that have a very strong coastal influence. I believe that is the character that really defines the Sonoma Coast appellation. But there are some warmer areas, but I like the cold ones. I like the cold ones.
That really gets the acid up in the wines along with the fruit. And so there's a perfect little equation there.
The balance in a vineyard is so delicate. You want to have it cold enough that you retain acidity, have the long growing season, that the yields are moderated. But at the same time, you also need heat to ripen grapes and make sugar and create flavor. And so getting that balance just right is really the art of selecting vineyards and planting. And frankly, that's some of the fun stuff I do.
2009, let's talk about that vintage for the Chardonnay.
2009 is one of my favorite vintages. Ever since 2007, we've had a series of relatively cold summers. When you look at the temperature data back in the 90s, it was quite a bit warmer. So I would say that 2009 was one of those vintages where we had basically the best of both worlds. cool summer, particularly July, was quite cool, which really retained acidity, freshness, purity to the grapes. And then we had a reasonably warm fall without a lot of rain. The grapes matured nicely. They achieved a level of ripeness that is appropriate. We don't want things that are overripe and driven by the hot weather or the sun. We don't want things that are green and really too tart. So 9 nailed it.
Oh, in other words, you're a perfectionist, sir.
Never met a winemaker that wouldn't like to do it over and over and over again.
Well, thank God for the next vintage here, folks. And Chef just brought some great food to the table, and we're ready for the 2009 Sonoma Coast Chardonnay, Patson Hall. Well, folks, we have traveled, and we are in the Russian River area this week and next week, and we are having an amazing time here. We've just checked into Applewood Inn and Restaurant, and I'm with Chef Shelley here. And how do you say that last name, Shelley?
It's pronounced Cerniant.
Number of courses we're going to be doing here, and I have a beautiful Russian River Chardonnay. And what are you going to pair up with that? First of all, let's tell folks about the restaurant a little bit. This is a beautiful and very unique spot.
Well, we try to focus on California cuisine with a little bit of a Mediterranean French twist to it. We also like to sprinkle in a little bit of Asian flair here and there.
I like that. With some of the wines that come out of this region, I think we are in for a treat here with each course we do. In this first course, we have this beautiful Chardonnay. I'll drink, and you tell us about it.
Sounds great. This Chard would go great with our smoked potato soup. Just the oaky tones in that Chardonnay just complement the sweetness of the potatoes and the delightful light smoke flavor of the potatoes.
Great place to start. And is this a dish you bring out quite often? And I assume that you have a number of dishes that just rotate through the different courses.
Yeah, there are quite a few different dishes that we just rotate through based on the seasons. Right now, my co-chef, Ty, knows a local potato farmer who grows various types of local potatoes. One kind is this binchi potato, which is the kind that we smoke for our potato soup. And we do all of that right here. We have a smoker right in the back of the parking lot, and I actually have potatoes smoking as we speak. You could smell it smoking.
We're going to enjoy this dish, folks. We have many more dishes to follow here, but we're going to now tell you about another great wine from the great Russian River area.